This is The Podcast, a weekly debate by two brothers, TechSully and GunSully. Join the discussion on thepodcast.com. That is the words The Podcast with an E tacked at the end. Follow The Podcast on Twitter as @ThePodcast, and don't forget to add the E at the end of that. Now we join our program already in progress.
Episode 93. Call us at 1-856-677-8559.
Hey, this is GunSully in Washington, D.C.
And this is TechSully in the south of France. It's beautiful here.
Oh, good. I love Toulon. So we have a crazy day. I want to start today out by saying that our hearts go out to Israel. There's been a terrorist attack in Tel Aviv. And I hope people realize that this is not... this is not helping. Terrorist attacks are not, they in no way, validate your political viewpoints. It's a bad way of, trying to get your point across because, I think anyone who thinks that a terrorist attack, will help me understand something about a political situation, I don't buy it. I think you did a terrorist attack because you're racist. I think you did it because you're anti-Semitic. I think you did it because you're scum and you're a savage. And that's what I will always think whenever somebody kills innocent people in the name of a cause or an organization. So, especially in Tel Aviv, Israel. So, I stand with Israel. That's Gun. This is me. That's me on my point of view there.
I point at Sinn Féin in Ireland, which got way more done after they stopped blowing up innocent people and started actively acting politically. Now, there's some places where people can't act politically, but there you have much more effective nonviolent responses. Blocking mass walkouts, blocking roadways, things like that don't involve people who are innocent getting killed.
Yeah, well, I don't know how nonviolent blocking roadways is, but we'll discuss that later.
It's a removable form of protest. It's in an area where people, like in America, you have a voice, you have a vote. There's places in the world where there's a dictator who has no ability the ability to vote.
I understand that, but just remember, there's kind of a double standard, because there was, for political reasons, anti-Trumpers and, Black Lives Matter will block an entire roadway. And it gets reported in the media as legitimate protest, and then they're still trying to skin Chris Christie alive for the bridge closer, which
you're right. Well, he wasn't doing that as a free. I don't have any free speech, so I'm protesting. I'm talking about places where
we don't. That, all right, I would like to...
not America.
Yeah. No, it's, road closures. My point is, if you thought that the road closure of the bridge, which, somebody died on their way to the hospital, in that, if you thought that was bad, I think we should sort of clump the shutting down roadways into the not a good way to protest.
I'm not talking about, choking through a city, but there are places where people have gotten their political point across by routing traffic around, slowing stuff down where everybody who hadn't paid attention to their message in their thing, and they had no other free speech, they had no other ways to do it. Now, honestly, it would be an act of terrorism in the U.S. and it wouldn't take a lot. But if you took a couple of semis and disabled them on I-5, on 405, any of those backed up traffic, all it would, I mean, that literally would cost the United States billions of dollars super fast. So
yeah, that
would
be
an act of terrorism. I'm talking about a mild inconvenience where it makes the news and you could get your message across.
I'd like to point out something else we said. In countries where you don't have freedom of speech, now, this might come as a shocker to people, but Israel is not one of those countries where people don't have freedom of speech. Israel is actually a fairly liberal country with a lot of progressive laws and outreach to their people. So people have access to the internet actually all over the country and can use their access to internet to organize and protest legitimately. There are entire groups in the UN dedicated solely to protecting the Palestinian people. And for them to act like, for anyone to say that what happened today was some form of legitimate protest is dishonesty. It's complete fabrication. It's complete fiction. Because, there's a lot, the all eyes are on Israel. And, people are protesting legitimately in different ways. And this just can't be tolerated. We have to stand up for, if we are truly a progressive society, we have to stand up for progress. We have to stand up for people who are living their lives peacefully with one another, which in this case were the Jewish people who were gunned down. We have to stand with them. We can't stand with the people who gunned them down. We have to say that that is bad.
I agree. That's monstrous to go after, innocents. Anybody who absolutely has no defense. It may not even be part of the fight. That's the indiscriminate nature of terrorism.
Well, there's, and that's one of those things. As somebody who's put myself out there, I'm not a pacifist. But there are different types of Jews that are total pacifists. That their connection to the land is only through their family history, and they are not connected to the government. They are not connected to the war machine. They're not connected to force. And for them to be targeted is just ridiculous. If these were truly political, in any way legitimate political actors doing this terrorist act, they would have been intelligent enough to know that the ultra-Orthodox people, some of them are pacifists, and that's, you're not doing, you're attacking the one group of Jews that doesn't want to defend the land with force.
Ultra-Orthodox are actually exempted from their compulsory military service because it goes against their ethos.
Bunch of draft dodge and hippies, if you ask me. I'm Yisrael Chai! All right, enough of my Israeli patriotism there. So
the election is now supposedly still just a two-horse race. Sanders is still contending that the superdelegates could change their mind, but I don't see that happening outside of an indictment, an arrest on the FBI thing, which you and I have both said it's not going to happen, because the people who would have to do it, are going to be, hamstrung in their ability to, prosecutor in your theory and unable to understand what the heck they're talking about in my theory.
Even if they did indict her, it would be an afternoon. It would be an afternoon ordeal where they would bring her in, they'd indict her, they'd have a representative for the White House to issue the pardon immediately. So that she would do 40 years in Leavenworth in one afternoon in a air-conditioned office in D.C. while she filed some paperwork. That's if she did get indicted. But we... I think we're so corrupt that we won't even see that.
I know. I so many people do not understand the email thing and why it matters, because ironically the law that her husband signed into effect is the law she was breaking. But the laws don't matter to her. So, even if we had blank slate from this point forward, and there was nothing else, I can't remember who. Billy West, the voice actor guy, he said anytime he would start to go, I could get on board with some of the things she's saying, then something else comes down, some other scandal rolls down. He was like, it's getting old.
Yeah, it's, boy, and Bill. Billy West. Love Futurama, man. That's my lullaby. And whenever I want to chill out and relax, I just put on Futurama.
He's a lot of fun. I've never heard him not on, though. I always wonder if the guy, anytime I've ever heard an interview or whatever with him, he's always on. He's doing voices, he's doing impersonations and all that. I wonder if that's just his nature, or if when the mic comes on, if he turns it up.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a lot of voice actors are like that. I always thought it was a cool industry because of that. People would be more flamboyant and energetic and have all their little voices that they would do. On our Vine account, we follow the lady who is Bubbles on the Powerpuff Girls.
She's Tara Strong.
Yeah, she is a stunningly gorgeous woman.
That's why she does voice work. She's just too attractive to work with other actors. They just gave better the entire time.
Well, it is one of those things. If you do have a passion for doing children's stuff, they actually will discriminate against buxom women or women who look a little too vivacious, because it's like, oh, this is a kid's show, you know. It's like, right.
That should be underlined in America. Google Argentinian children's show. That is just a regional philosophy. I gotta guarantee you.
All right. Well, back to the election. I would very much like to. I do have to say, one of our good friends, chastised me for our ability to be distracted, and he said, like, I don't want you to change because I know you're like, you're going for that audience with the short attention span. But it just bothers the crap out of me, and so yes. Sorry about that, bro. We'll get back to the election talk. Hillary Clinton has clinched the nomination. Now, that news came out before she had officially clinched the nomination. And that's a huge deal. That is the collaboration between her and the news media, which is so creepy and fawning, and It is one of those things where I wish people would understand this. When you see Trump in a room with reporters, and reporters are going, hey, why did you do this? And he goes, hey, you're a jerk. And they go, why would you call us jerks? And they're arguing, and they're fighting, and they're fussing at each other. And then you see a room where it's Hillary and reporters, and the reporters are going, Mrs. Clinton, everything you've done is so wonderful, and talking to you is like seeing the face of God. Does this, do you understand how much you touch my heart? Asking questions like that, and when you see this, you see fawning media versus a militant media, and people go, Trump's going to be a dictator. How is that possible?
Now, here's the key thing. I see that in my industry with Apple. sometime listen to an Apple press conference, and it's basically like, I mean, it's basically like a Scientologist interviewing David Miscavige. It's like, do you understand how awesome you are and how wonderful you are? That's how all the questions are phrased. Whereas at the Apple one, it's like, how come this is only 13% faster than last year's model? You know, they're much more engineering focused. And the reason why is Apple would take press credentials away from anybody who asked even a slightly hard question. Leo Laporte lost his Apple press credentials back when Steve Jobs was alive. But yeah, it's certain organizations and people have that sway with the media. CNN's usually one that fawns all over, but CNN had an article just yesterday where they said 45 times Hillary Clinton supported the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which we covered about how bad that is on the 10th special podcast. And so now she's in it, but it's not going to matter because it's probably going to be signed and in effect before she or Trump would sit their fat ass in the Oval Office.
Yeah, they're, yeah, it's, yeah,
now
so we can share all of our culture and copyrights and laws with the Sultan of Brunei.
Well, here's the thing, with them calling for Hillary before it even happened. Once I read the whole back thing behind it, okay, the superdelegates, their vote technically doesn't count until the conference. But the superdelegate already knows how they're going to vote before the conference, so all the AP did is just call the superdelegates before the elections in their respective state and goes, how are you going to vote at the conference?
Right.
So,
well, the issue with that is
it's not shady. It's just that that's the political machine handing it out, and the whole machine is shady.
All right. The shadiness is the timing. The timing was right before a pivotal election where Bernie Sanders was polling really well. He was doing rallies, these massive rallies, filling stadiums in Southern California, and he was doing very, very well, and basically it was a PSYOPs campaign. If anybody is familiar with psychological warfare, it was classic PSYOPs. It was classic demoralization of the enemy. That's how Hillary looked at them. They are her enemy, so her friends in the media conducted a PSYOPs campaign against them to demoralize them.
It was very, very similar to the Ted Cruz tactic where the email came out going, hey, now that, blanking on his name,
Ben Carson.
American kid. Now that Ben Carson's out, please throw your support behind me. It was that same thing, but with a positive spin instead of a negative spin. Saying, hey, now that I've clinched, although it could have backfired like the gay marriage in Iowa thing backfired. The Republicans were trying to get more Republicans out to vote, so they get gay marriage on the ballot. But apparently, Iowa Republicans are lazy as hell; they couldn't be bothered to get out and vote. So Iowa was one of the first states which has more corn than people. And you're like, wow, surprisingly progressive state. No, it's just, you know, that was the Republican Party accidentally shooting itself in the face, which I find hilarious when anybody does that. There's nobody actually harmed.
Yeah, I never understood the Republicans' obsession with the gays. Kind of like I don't understand the Democrats' obsession with trans stuff now, because now we're seeing where, yeah, the trans stuff is just really confusing now, because like the trans girls are competing in girls' sports, and
let me break that down. The thing is, I mean, there's a human rights / quality of life thing here. Trans people, I think, are 4 times higher than normal for suicide.
Okay.
And there's some ridiculously high number for abuse, where, you know, somebody beats them, kills them. Their chance of getting murdered, I think, is 3 times higher than the national average. So it's like, if there's, I think, 1.5 to 3 murders per 100,000 people, out of population of trans, their number murdered is some crazy high number, like 15 out of 100,000. So, there are some serious, risks for people who are trans. And I mean, if you look,
well, the thing that I'm not understanding, you've been over these numbers before, and I understand that, you know, mental health and well-being for people that are, is important, especially if you feel like you don't belong in your own skin, you have the wrong genitals, you feel you're, but putting a, the whole, I don't know, for high school kids, putting the locker room situation on blast, I feel like draws more attention to people who are like that.
It's a reactionary thing. I mean, for the liberals, it's a reactionary thing. And interestingly, if you listen to the libertarian debates, it's come up in each one of the libertarian debates, and it's one of the weakest answers that the libertarians have. Libertarians have a good, shot in the face answer for everything, but this particular one, because in a glorious libertarian world, there wouldn't be public education at all. Everybody would have public school, private schools that are super cheap to run, because everything across the board would be cheaper if everybody could actually compete at a fair market value, is the theory. Well, so the problem is when you tell, when you have the libertarians, you say, all right, you can't dodge it by saying, hey, there should be public schools. And the interesting thing is not all trans people are then where they are attracted to the opposite gender. In other words, if you're a male to female trans, you still might like girls. That figure doesn't help the people who are creating laws that say, oh, you have to, by law, go into the bathroom that matches your birth gender. But the key thing is, and you and I have said it before, if anybody can see your genitals in a public bathroom, you're doing it wrong. Well, in a high school, it's different, though, because you've got a shared locker room.
Right.
And my thinking is if this is the way forward, if we're going to have I got beat the heck when I was in middle school in the showers, because it was the one place teachers couldn't look. So they take you in the showers and beat you just black and blue. So I'm thinking we really have needed to reconfigure the way. All right, so here's my libertarian pitch on how to fix this. Any new construction on bathrooms, give people quasi-private shower facilities and a communal area where you hit the lockers.
Right.
So that way you've got people able to shower with privacy, which is considered a human rights issue, is having privacy. that we take kids and we say, oh, sorry, you have to be naked in a room full of strangers.
Yes.
It's just kind of creepy as it is. And then it's an area where the teachers aren't allowed to look because, and I can tell you for a fact, I got the crap beat out of me in the showers because, you know, kids were terrible and kids remain terrible.
Right.
Yeah, so with a little bit of reworking of the room where you'd have a open space, you'd have private shower cubicles, and you could do it in about the same amount of space, probably with better hygiene, because I got flipping athlete's foot like a half dozen times. So,
all right. Yeah. Well, I think we basically agree on that. That's a privacy in the shower rooms, but I think a lot of schools would freak out about, oh, we're gonna have to spend another $1,000 to put up basic structures.
In any new building, it's easy to do if you do it right from the ground up.
Yeah.
You're using it would be hard to retrofit a 40-year-old, 50-year-old school.
Yeah.
But it's easier to do from the get-go, right. And here's the other rant. At a baseball stadium or a football stadium, if you've ever seen everywhere, there's a massive long line for the women's room. And there's never a line for the men's room. And so some savvy women who are female, they identify as female, all of their body parts are female, who go into the men's room quite often, go take a whiz, put the seat back up when they leave, wash their hands and walk out, and nobody freaks out, nobody calls the press, and absolutely nobody gets beat or molested because, hey, there's 30 guys going in and out hitting the urinals, you know? That's the goofy thing, is this has all come to a head. It's been pushed hard from the liberal side because it's a pushback from the Republican side where we're going to have, like, DNA / birth checkers at all the entrances to public bathrooms.
The whole
small
concept.
Government people who are going to have 900,000 people per state whose entire job is bathroom gender checker.
That's silly. The Republican response was just confusing on all fronts because. Honestly, it's a bizarre situation that we're dealing with. I think one of my issues is, my biggest issue is, I think people should love their bodies. And I personally have an issue with having this openness and welcoming from the top down, from the top of the government down, saying, it is 100% acceptable, and you need to be 100% okay with people taking dangerous chemicals to alter their testosterone and what's the female hormone?
Estrogen.
The female estrogen. Yeah, to change their hormones, and then after taking tons of...
Okay, my phone disconnected from the Bluetooth. Okay.
I can hear you.
Turn the radio on. And then after taking unnatural chemicals for years, changing their body with surgery. And I really think personally, and of course, I've stated I'm 100% for gay rights. I was anti-DOMA, proudly voted against DOMA in 2004. This is Gunn speaking. But when it comes to the trans thing, my issue is I think if you are a woman on the inside and a guy on the outside, I think that's awesome. I think that's beautiful. I think you should work with that. You know, I think you should be cool with that. I a lot of people go through great lengths to be in touch with their feminine side. And if you are, I think you're ahead of the game on that. And I really think we should be treating this like an opportunity to inspire people to be okay with themselves. And I think that would help from the mental health angle, as opposed to putting a spotlight on people going, hey, this person's different, and after 5 years of chemical treatment, they're going to go into surgery and come out a beautiful butterfly on the other side. I don't think that's helpful. I don't. I know there's a certain type of person that really likes the...
Here's what I'll wrote. I'm about to hit the spot where the signal drops here in the south of France. But I have to roll with... I'm not an expert on mental health, but the people that write the diagnostic standards manual that takes them, they take that off and being a...
I'm totally losing you. Totally losing you. Okay. Yeah, blah, 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 blah. That's it. I heard
Okay.
Hey, this is Gunn. Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. All right.
Awesome. Okay, so, we were finishing up.
Yeah, the about a mile earlier than normal, the signal dropped out there. So yeah, my point I was trying to round out with is I'm going to appeal to the experts, which is different than
the emotional debaters.
What's that?
The emotional response debaters?
Yeah, well, no, what I'm talking about, when in formal debate, there's a term for fallacy. That's the word. So I'm going to appeal to authority, but not as in I'm using authority, you know, my own authority in the debate here. What I'm saying is the people who study and who have established the diagnostic standards manual, the psychologists and psychiatrists have taken transgender off of the spectrum of things that are considered a mental illness. So it's if they're okay with it, then I'm my point would be what argument would you have against it from any argument would technically be from a non-scientific standpoint. In other words, a moral or emotional or religious argument.
I think more for me, it's just a personal thing of wanting people to be natural. I'm, you know, kind of I'm a fan of the natural movement. Like when it comes to black girls' hair, if you don't know what I'm talking about, stop the podcast and go find a copy of Good Hair, the documentary by Chris Rock. Black girls have beautiful natural hair, and they can use some really creative stuff to beautify it and decorate it. But one of the things that people do a lot of the times is they put super unnatural chemicals that could literally blind or kill you if it gets into orifices, and they'll put that in their hair, and it's called relaxer. It's horrific when you see that this is a normal process, that some stuff that's bad for your skin, bad for your lungs, bad for your eyes. It's bad to be near, and people are culturally encouraged to rub it all over themselves. And yeah, I sort of feel the same way about encouraging somebody to lop stuff off. Lopping stuff off is different than dressing or presenting as another gender different than that which you were born with. There is also, there's some darker implications for people who do lop stuff off. And you were quoting the suicide. You were quoting the suicide statistics, but some of those are for post-op people. That the suicide rate goes up, and part of it is they went against their body. Their body knows what it likes. It has what it has. And when you encourage people to do stuff that's not natural, it goes against their body. I think it could cause kind of like a sort of a postpartum depression sort of feeling, like when women have something in their body for months and months, they're attached to it. It's part of their system. It's part of their body. So for 9 months, they have this thing that's part of them, and then it separates from them. It's no longer part of them. They go through a depression a lot of times. It's a very common thing. Well, imagine something you've had for your whole life, something you've had since you were in your mother's womb, and you get rid of that. Well, a lot of times there's a part of your brain that goes, well, this isn't life anymore. This isn't what I'm used to. And
the suicides are almost always tied to bullying, though. I mean, it's
well, one of the reasons why people don't understand too is the jarring concept that you made the step to take away something from your body that you had since in utero. And they might not understand somebody else questioning that and think that it's, oh, this is bullying, when actually it's a perfectly natural reaction and response to be concerned by that and to question that. That is something that is natural to question. That's another thing when people talk about, oh, you're intolerant, like, no, I'm questioning something that's 100% natural for me to question. It's if another thing too, one of our favorite comedians loves trannies, as he puts it, Jim Norton. Mm-hmm. Jim Norton is a proud, outspoken sexual deviant, and he loves trannies. That's something that he says. Now, his words, not mine. Now, what he means by that is, I won't say the term, but it's chicks with what rhymes with chicks.
Yes, I gotcha.
And that's what
I think people are picking up what I'm laying down there.
Yeah, you're picking up what I'm laying down. Now, there are people out there who like that, but there's a smaller. It would be harder to find someone who is in the market for somebody who's a post-op. You have a different genre of person that you're looking for, because then now you're not wanting somebody who, you know, has lady parts and man parts. You're looking for somebody who just wants a lady. And if they find out that you haven't always been a lady, it might be a jarring experience for the other person. It's like the murder statistic you were talking about, where in the Philippines, there was the sex worker who was killed and it was a legal situation. The guy had already been with her, and then found out that she still had the guy parts, and the guy the guy murdered the prostitute, and it was a horrible murder. The guy's there's justice campaigns going out to try to get the guy a strong sentence, but it's the guy. You're expecting a lot from everyone when you're trying to present as a female and do all the female stuff with people who aren't okay with it. Now, if you are a tranny, as RuPaul puts it, as Jim Norton puts it, you have friends out there. You have friends who want to have fun with you. But if you are saying no, I'm a girl, you're going to risk just putting people in a spot that they are not going to be able to handle or understand.
Yeah, well, and once again, you and I are probably the two worst people to take up the subject because we're two pretty okay with ourselves dudes who aren't interested in that.
I don't know if you remember this, but I used to be a androgynous punk back in the day who, you know, androgynous punk rocker back in the day who was totally okay with the thought of being in touch with my feminine side. But that was the thought of, you know, being in touch with your male and female side. You know, it wasn't a lop things off sort of feeling. It was I am okay with myself in my entirety sort of thing.
Well,
so,
and there's a whole spectrum of the transgender folks as well, where there's the ones that are wanting to get an operation. There's ones that are no hormones. There's ones that are no. I mean, it basically, if you ever look at somebody who says something on Twitter and then has the entire world come crashing down on them as people set them straight on various terms and all that, you'll see there's not a black and white. This is this is that issue. It's a spectrum. It's a wheel almost, because it loops back around. I don't know. We should probably wrap it up on that because my call recorder thing only does 10 minutes here.
All right.
My positive news of the week, because the election's turning out exactly like we said a couple months, almost 8 months ago. Our worst case scenario election is coming true.
Yep.
So happy news for this week. I tweeted out a thing in the podcast. Twitter retweeted it. There's a guy who lived over 500 days with no heart, and he was able to even play basketball. That is astounding. I think he has two daughters. And so because of some amazing, super cool science, this guy is going to be able to live because he got a heart replacement. But we're probably going to be, I would say, probably in the next 10 to 20 years tops, get to the part where somebody could have a cybernetic heart where they just wouldn't need a heart replacement. So, all right, next call's coming in. I got to drop out now.
All right, bye.
All right, bye-bye.